Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community. Good evening and welcome to Nature Spirituality with Selena Fox. Tonight, we have a special encore presentation from July 4th, 2014, where Selena led a discussion on American goddesses, including Lady Liberty, Lady Justice, Columbia, Minerva, and many others, with roots in ancient pagan cultures and their evolution in the United States. She will also explore ways to work with American goddesses for personal and social well-being. And welcome to Nature Mystic with Selena Fox, a podcast where we enjoy encore presentations of topics covered by Circle Sanctuary Senior Minister Selena Fox from her previous podcasts, Circle Craft Studies and Nature Folk. In tonight's encore presentation from July 4th, 2014, Selena discussed goddesses prominent in American history, such as Lady Liberty, Lady Justice, Columbia, Minerva, and others, and discussed their roots in ancient pagan cultures and their evolution in the United States.
Welcome to Circle Craft Study with Selena Fox. This is Selena Fox, and tonight we celebrate American goddesses. This is part of a celebration of America's birthday, but in celebrating American goddesses and forms of the goddess connected with the spirit of America, that can be a year-round experience. We're going to take a journey tonight and explore some of the forms of the divine feminine that have inspired, that have symbolized, and that are attuned to by people of many paths within the United States and around the world. Let us begin with an honoring of the goddess. In particular, the goddess in some of her forms that are in the United States of America. Great goddess, we call to you. Great goddess, we honor you. Great goddess, we celebrate you as one and as many. Great goddess, we call to you tonight in the forms that you have taken in the past, are taking in the present, and will be taking in the future within the United States of America and beyond. We call on you to guide us, to inspire us, to uplift us, to instruct us, to aid us in working together for a better world. So mote it be. America as a nation has roots that not only go back into the nature religious traditions of various tribal peoples in North America, but has roots that go back to the ancient pagan past of old Europe. Tonight, we're going to take a look at some of those connections. In particular, connections that are in the forms of concepts and divinities that are most often depicted as goddesses. America celebrates its birthday each year on and near July 4th. And as part of my own celebrations of America's birthday, I spend some time reflecting on my own connection with the values in America that are part of the fabric of the nation, as well as important to me and others on a personal and societal level. When I do my 4th of July celebrations of America's birthday, this generally happens over the course of several days and nights. And it's my hope that tonight that this program will help bring about some additional information about the pagan roots of America and the forms of American goddesses, but also be part of that celebration, not only of America's birthday, but America's rich cultural and spiritual diversity foundations. Of all the goddesses that could be called American goddesses, the one that is most known is Lady Liberty. Lady Liberty began her journey as a goddess in ancient pagan Rome. There, she was known as Libertas, Latin for freedom. She, like other divinities that were rooted in the ancient Roman religion, was part of a form of divinities that would be called virtues. Some other examples would be hope, courage, justice. And over time, these concepts that were seen as important principles were depicted and honored as divinities, and in particular, in the case of Libertas, as a goddess. In old Rome, on coins and in other art, she typically took the form of a goddess in a woman form with flowing robes. Matronly, flowing classical dress, often holding a pole, the Vindicta, more commonly known as the Liberty Pole. Sometimes wearing on her head or atop the Liberty Pole a cap called the Liberty Cat or Pilius. Sometimes she had a crown of laurel leaves. Sometimes she carries a sphere instead of the Liberty Pole. Often she is shown with a cat at her feet. There are many variations in her depiction. She continues to be in the world today as a multicultural and international goddess, and in particular in the USA, she is most often seen in the form of the Statue of Liberty. How did the Statue of Liberty come to be? Why do we have her, this iconic form of freedom, as a symbol of the USA? As America became a nation, with the signing of the Declaration of Independence from Great Britain on July 4th, 1776. Those early founders looked for symbols that would inspire and inform, and freedom was an important concept, independence. And they broke with using some of the symbology from England that they were accustomed to, and instead went back to the pagan past. Why the pagan past? At that time, people who had good education studied Latin, studied Greek, and were informed about the philosophy and read in the original language literature from those ancient pagan civilizations. So the founders were very familiar with Libertas and adopted her in those early days of America becoming a nation. In fact, some of the seals that colonies turned states created included Libertas, Lady Liberty. This included Virginia. The obverse of the Great Seal, created in 1776, has Liberty holding the Liberty cap atop a pole in her right hand. She's flanked on her left side by another Roman goddess, the goddess of eternity, and on her right side, the goddess of fruitfulness, Ceres. And in the Great Seal of New Jersey, adopted the following year in 1777, the goddess Liberty also appears, and this time with a Liberty pole and cap. And Ceres also appears on that Great Seal on the front. So from the earliest stirrings of the USA as a nation, we had goddesses being part of the art symbolizing important concepts that were foundational for the country. And over the years, not only Lady Liberty, but some of these other goddesses have continued to be part of public art. They are seen in that context more as metaphors rather than religious figures. However, when you're working with an icon, there are many layers of connection. And those of us who practice the circle craft tradition and other forms of paganism can certainly not only appreciate the metaphoric value, but can actually work with these ancient goddess forms for personal and social, spiritual work, and for social justice and well-being for the larger world of which we are a part. Lady Liberty is becoming increasingly part of pop culture and has for decades, in addition to being used in governmental symbolism and appearing in state houses and great seals and flags, has made some guest appearances even in popular movies, including Ghostbusters. They came out years ago. Lady Liberty is sometimes shown posters and may be in cartoons and really has appeared in a wide range of different kinds of art. As America grew and developed as a nation, in addition to being on coins and paintings and stamps and sculptures, there was also the use in political campaigning. In fact, during the Civil War, each side claimed liberty and chose to use her images to promote their own agendas. So today, liberty is not only a symbol very much associated with America, but she appears from time to time in other parts of the world that seek to embrace democracy and freedom. One of the most powerful times that she emerged was in Beijing, China, in May 1989, as student demonstrations began happening in Tiananmen Square. And although eventually those demonstrations were crushed, that image created by the students of a Lady Liberty-like figure, a version of the Statue of Liberty form of Lady Liberty, was part of not only Chinese but world history, became a rallying symbol for those seeking to have freedom. If you go to Washington, D.C., in the museum, one of the museums in the central part of the nation's capital, you will see some more information about this goddess of democracy who is Libertas gone multicultural and international. I think one of the great things about Lady Liberty, and she really has a variety of forms. The Statue of Liberty is certainly her most known form in America and other parts of the world. But one of the great things about Lady Liberty is from the earliest days in ancient Rome, she was a goddess of personal freedom. Yes, we can also look at freedoms within our country and freedoms that we want to have more of in the world as a whole. But Lady Liberty can very much help individuals who are seeking greater freedom in their own lives. And that can take the form of doing some ceremonies to break free from patterns of behavior that are oppressive, break free from negative depictions of oneself, by oneself, to break free from old ways of being that are now outmoded. Lady Liberty is a goddess that you can call on when you are in need of religious freedom support. Indeed, Circle Sanctuary, the organization that I founded 40 years ago that serves pagans worldwide, has a branch that is the Lady Liberty League. It's named for Lady Liberty, named for Libertas, and that aspect of our work is bringing about greater civil rights and religious freedom for pagans and others involved in nature religion, not only in the United States, but in other parts of the world. When we say the Pledge of Allegiance in the U.S., people recognize the phrase that actually got added later, "One Nation Under God," which some pagans actually changed to "One Nation Under Gods" or "One Nation Under Goddess." That piece, the under God part, was actually a later addition to the pledge. The original version of the pledge and the pledge that we still have ends with liberty and justice for all. A lot of emphasis is put on that under God part and whether that should still be part of it or not, given the fact it wasn't part of the original and that America is diverse and some people don't use the word God to talk about the divine in their own philosophy, and some people are free thinkers and humanists that really work with reason and source rather than deities. But that's a whole separate conversation. And most people don't recognize that when we say with liberty and justice for all, we are invoking not only those ancient Roman virtues, but those ancient Roman virtues that are goddesses. So as we talk about liberty, the other one is justice. And yes, Lady Justice has her roots in ancient Rome as well, although the ancient Greeks also had a goddess of justice, Themis. Same concept. And justice originally was depicted in ancient Rome as holding the scales. And that actually dates back to the goddess Maat from old Egypt and later Isis. And Themis, too, had scales. So the idea of scales is balancing, it's consideration, it's reflecting. Often justice has a sword as well. In more recent times, many of the depictions of Lady Justice include a blindfold over her eyes. But that actually, that blindfold has its origins in the 15th century. The blindfold is supposed to represent objectivity and that justice needs to be put out objectively. However, if we go back to the earliest Roman coins and other depictions of Lady Justice, her eyes are uncovered. The idea was that she had wisdom within her and was able to determine it within her being, and that the scales represented the weighing of different aspects of a situation. Lady Justice is a powerful goddess to work with legal matters. In fact, the justice system takes its name from Lady Justice, from old Rome. Lady Justice also appears in seals and flags and sculptures and coins in America. And one of the things that I have worked with Lady Justice is when I am doing support work, others with the Lady Liberty League, for pagans that going into court to uphold their equal rights. In creating an altar of support for the situation, we not only have Lady Liberty there, but we will have Lady Justice as well. In addition to working with Lady Justice and Lady Liberty, another very powerful American goddess that is uniquely an American goddess is Columbia. Columbia gives her name to the District of Columbia, where the nation's capital of America is. And many of us who do work with Columbia use as an iconic image, Statue of Freedom, that is atop the nation's capital. That Statue of Freedom is a combination of Libertas with the flowing classical robes and Native American woman of power with her headdress. If you have the opportunity to go to Washington, D.C., be sure to not only go to the U.S. Capitol building and see her glowing image atop the dome, but go into the Capitol Visitors Center. There they have a full-size reproduction of the Statue of Freedom of Columbia there. She is enormous. She is very powerful. When I had the opportunity to speak as one of the religious leaders at the interfaith service for marriage equality that began 2 days of rallies at the steps of the U.S. Supreme Court in late March of 2013. My opening invocation called upon Lady Freedom, Columbia, to be present in that quest. So Columbia is a specific form of Libertas that is linked to America. Also in Washington, D.C., and in places across the United States, there is another ancient Roman goddess that frequently appears in public art. This is the goddess Minerva, the goddess of wisdom. In fact, if you go into Washington, D.C., be sure to go to the Library of Congress, its main building, and you will see this fabulous multi-story high mosaic of Minerva. This goddess of wisdom often appears in public art to bring forth the importance of knowledge and the process of that knowledge and application of that wisdom. In fact, some that I know who work and visit the Library of Congress often call it the Temple of Minerva. Now, in ancient Greece, the equivalent of Minerva was Athena, which some pagans in the Greek tradition will call Athena. And working with Athena and or Minerva can be a really powerful way of connecting with wisdom in many forms. Divine wisdom that's within us and around us. Wisdom in decision making, wisdom in communications. Some other goddesses that are part of American culture and public art include Ceres. In fact, Ceres, many people invoke whenever they talk about cereal. She gives her name to cereal. Ceres, goddess of prosperity, of plenty. She often is shown with a cornucopia. The great seal of the state of New Jersey has Liberty with her Liberty pole and Liberty cap and some laurel leaves on her head, and prosperity with this overflowing horn of plenty or cornucopia, also with laurel leaves on her head. Why prosperity? People want to have their endeavors prosper. In the Wisconsin State Capitol building, there are many American goddesses rooted in the pagan classical past, in mosaics and in sculptures. And yes, there is Ceres is part of the art there. Inside the big dome, there is liberty and justice. And there are other goddesses, including one that's called Lady Forward, a concept of moving forward. And not all goddesses that are part of America and public art have specific correlates with ancient pagan past. Some do. Others draw some inspiration, and Lady Forward is one of those. I also would like to share a bit about another American goddess that is less known to many people, Virtus. She is on the flag and the seal of the Commonwealth of Virginia. And I grew up in Virginia, I'm native Virginian, and am well acquainted with her image. Now, she also has her roots in ancient Rome and was connected with honor, with bravery, with military strength. In fact, the image on the Virginia flag has her standing victorious over a defeated opponent with the Latin, thus always to tyrants, and very much taking a stand to move things forward, to let go of tyranny. Now, Virtus had quite a bit of media attention back in 2010, where some state officials attempted to change the iconic depiction of her that had been part of Virginia since America was born. What was the reason to try to change her depiction? She's in classical robes. One of her breasts is exposed. There was a great uproar at the notion of trying to change her original image, and eventually the original image won out, but not without a lot of controversy and the production of some alternative images that had her completely covered up. So some of these goddesses, while they've been with us for quite some time, still give us an opportunity to have conversations and political debate at times. Lady Liberty herself has had some controversy as she emerged in America in the form of the Statue of Liberty. The Statue of Liberty was conceived back in the 1800s, and the statue itself, crafted by Bartholomew, was a gift of the people of France to the United States. They were supposed to be a gift for the 100th birthday of the USA. As part of that project, the word went out for America to create a suitable pedestal on which to put this marvelous, colossal, crafted statue that is an iconic greeter for those who come into New York City by water and by air. You can see her by air. It's really amazing. Thousands of people contributed to the creation of the statue in France, and thousands of people created a fund that made possible the creation of the pedestal in the United States. Part of that fundraising and collaboration to get the pedestal together, some Christian clergymen very much objected to the whole notion because they were keenly aware that the Statue of Liberty was based on an ancient pagan goddess and raised objections on religious grounds. Many people don't know about the pagan roots of liberty, but that is part of the mix and really is the Statue of Liberty, like many symbols grow and change and evolve, is now international and multicultural and interreligious in its imagery work around the world. And yes, she's an American goddess. American goddess, though, that is not trying to promote paganism, but promoting the basic concept of freedom, which has gone across cultures and through the ages since ancient Roman times. I'm certainly glad that she is continuing to be a symbol of our country. And I do think it's important as we go into our July 4th celebrations, those of us who celebrate America's birthday every year, that in addition to watching fireworks and getting together with family and friends, it's a good idea to take some time out and reflect on the principles embodied by American goddesses. One of the wonderful things that can be done at this time of year and year round is to get depictions of one or more of American goddesses and to have them in your home space. If you have a personal altar, you may want to place them there, or a special area where you have important artistic renderings. Where are some sources? Well, one source would be going on the internet and doing some searches, and there's not only renditions of some of the great seals from different states in the U.S. that happen to include one or more goddess figures, but you'll see flags, and there's ways of searching images. So you can actually fairly easily and economically print off some images that way. Something that I enjoy doing is as I am traveling around the United States and I happen to see an American goddess depicted in public art or in other ways of society, I will take photographs. And so if you have any personal photographs, you can create an image and frame it and connect with an image that way. But there are some additional ways of working with these American goddesses, and that can include doing ritual, doing meditation, chanting one or more of their names to deepen your connection with them, to help with particular situations. I'd like to share with you now a short meditation that you can use as a way of honoring these and some other goddesses, because these are just a sampling of the goddesses that are now part of American culture. So take a few moments now. Get into a place where you can be comfortable, where you can relax. You can focus on the sound of my voice, and you can let my voice and the suggestions I make interface with your own wisdom within to bring forth an experience that is right for you. Taking some deep breaths, relaxing, centering. Calling to mind a screen in your mind's eye. And as you look at the screen, a mist forms. And in the mist, you see a sacred circle. And in that circle, you see goddesses, goddesses of America. Each in her own form. When you feel ready and in a way that works for you, project your awareness through the screen into the center of the circle. The mist lifts, and you slowly look around the circle to each of the American goddesses standing around you. You see Libertas, Lady Liberty. You see Lady Justice. You see Columbia. You see Minerva, Athena. You see Ceres. You see Virtus. You see eternity. You see another goddess. Let her name and form come to you. And as you stand in the center of the circle now, you close your eyes, and in so doing, you ask one of the goddesses that you need to connect with at this time in your life to step from the circle and stand in the center before you. Open your eyes and pay attention to who you see. Listen to what message she gives you. she invites you to hold your hands forth. She places her hands atop your hands. And then as she moves them away, a symbol appears in your hands that you can use to connect with her. Give thanks to her. And as you do, she returns to the circle with the others. And you go around the circle one more time, holding your new symbol in your hands. And you thank each of the American goddesses that are there. You give thanks to liberty, to justice, to Columbia, to Athena Minerva, to Ceres, to Virtuous, to Eternity, to whatever other goddess or goddesses have been part of that circle for you. And closing your eyes again, you experience yourself internalizing your memory of the goddesses individually and collectively and the particular goddess you connected with. You experience yourself leaving the center of the circle, moving through the screen, and being part of your here and now experience. The mist forming in the screen again as the image disappears from view. You can work with the symbol that you received. You can call on the particular goddess that came to you. You can call the circle as a whole, or other parts of that circle. As is needed and is right. In your personal work and in your work with others. And as you bring closure to this experience, you may find it helpful to spend a few moments writing down your experiences, your impressions, noting what goddess you had come to the center of the circle with you, what the symbol was, what the message was. And you may find it helpful to describe or sketch, form each of the goddesses of America that were in the circle took as you envisioned them in your own imagination. While it is time for this time together to conclude, may this be the beginning of some additional studies and understandings of the diversity of goddess imagery within the spirit of America. May you find something from our time together that you can work with, that you can share with others. now and in the times to come. And regardless of whether you are from the USA, an American citizen or not, may the positive, magical, empowering qualities of American goddesses aid you in your own life and aid this world and the greater circle of nature of which we all are part in greater wellness, peace, and well-being. So mote it be.
He is a young African American male. By the time he hits draft age, he might be dead or live in jail. And he found his life of crime when they said no child left behind. He's an American too. She is 90 with dementia all alone. Well, her family couldn't take it, so they put her in that home. And now she withers down to bones. At night she gently moans. She's an American too. She is a young Hmong refugee. She's four with child. If her daddy finds out, he will go insanely wild. They say they understand a plight, call themselves the Christian right. She's an American too. And all they want is for to be free. But greenback dollars can't buy you dignity. Black gold and iceberg separate us from them. Time to rewrite the master plan. It is terminal use if he needs a tour. He's a second class citizen because he's uninsured, and he will leave his family broke because our healthcare is a joke. He's an American too. She is a Mexican. She loves her family. She risks her life to cross the border. She would give to be American too. He is a young, attractive man, and he is gay. Well, they beat him and burned him, and they left him that way. And now the 26th of April is a silent day. He's an American too. Thank you. is red skins, alabaster, and I'm blue. And I'm an American too.
And thank you for joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.